Good morning. Lord God, give us eyes to see as you do, ears to hear what you want us to hear, faith to believe in you as Simeon and Anna did. Think back over your life. Has there been somebody who was kind of old in your eyes, but as someone who blessed you? Saw potential in you, saw your struggles, came close and encouraged you? A parent, a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, a teacher, a coach, a someone who saw the treasure God had placed within you, your potential, the good in you, the holy in you. Three older women come to my mind. Three women in my life at a critical time saw me. And at times that wasn't a very pretty picture. But those women somehow communicated a belief that I was of worth. They saw past the rough, sharp bits, through my tough, independent, angry crustiness, saw the fear inside, and saw what God saw within me. Something good, all that I could be. They blessed me. And when I look out at you here, our seniors, our elders, our spiritual mentors, our wise old people, if I may use that phrase, you are like those women in my life. You are women and men who bless. And this morning, we want to bless you. So what is a blessing? Well, blessing is a lovely, big Hebrew concept in the Bible. It's not happiness. Blessing comes from God. Its source is God. That is, it comes from God's very nature of goodness, of life itself. Blessing has the idea of abundance. So the Hebrew word for blessing comes from the same root as bracha, a pool of water, but a pool of water that has an abundance of water. So a blessing carries the idea of abundance of goodness and life that comes from God. So sourced in God, abundant, blessing is also associated with naming. It's calling forth something in that person which both describes what God's already put in that person and also prescribes what might come out of that person. Blessing affirms the potential, the possibility of what is already within that person, whether it's evident yet or not. That's why blessing can be so powerful in our lives. It's seeing as God sees. A blessing is also affirming a partnership with God, affirming that God is giving us power to carry out what we were uniquely created for, power to be productive in managing the gifts God has given us. Our faith that God will be doing his part, giving us everything we need from the spiritual realm into our material realm. Blessing affirms that partnership that is drawing us into deeper intimacy with God, into his presence, his goodness. Blessing is looking to God to grant us peace and contentment where we are, reminding us that God is within us. God is for us. So this morning, we have an opportunity to bless, to acknowledge and to affirm the importance and the unique contribution of you, our seniors, our elders, our spiritual mentors, our wise old people, our Annas, our Simeons. So let's take a look at Anna and Simeon. Have you ever been reading the Bible, same verses you may have read for years, and suddenly it's like the words fling their arms around you and surprise you and capture you. That's what happened with Anna and Simeon when I was reading them. I just was taken captive by Anna and Simeon, two faithful, godly, anonymous old people doing their thing. I feel like that most days. As I thought about Simeon and Anna, I realized that Michael and I, two old people, have the privilege of gathering each Sunday morning in this sacred space, here in the middle of Victoria, with many Simeons and Annas. Some of you more anonymous than others, some of you more infamous than others. So where do we find Simeon and Anna? In the birth narrative of Jesus in Luke chapter 2, Joseph and Mary are in the temple in Jerusalem fulfilling the post-birth requirements of the Jewish law. Simeon, a man living in Jerusalem, described as righteous, devout, waiting. Righteous. Oh, that's another big, lovely Hebrew concept. Righteousness. It's right relatedness. It's about what is right and good and just. It is about relationship. In Hebrew, there are two forms of the word used for righteousness, tzedek and tzedakah. Tzedek is that right relatedness that is embedded, is part of the very essence of the character of God. So within the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, there is tzedek, right relationship. With God, there is right relatedness with the created order, with human creatures. God's always moving all things towards righteousness, right relatedness. It's just in his nature. Tzedakah refers then to how you and I live out right relatedness that has its source within us, God himself in us. And it's how we relate in our world, with those around us, with creation itself, with our very own selves, and with our Creator God. I began to wonder what right relatedness or righteousness looks like here in our little corner of the world at Cool. And I thought, oh, it looks like seniors who have kept the faith for decades. Grandma and grandpa's praying faithfully. Seniors distributing food through Living Edge. Spiritual mentors supporting Sanctuary and Street Hope. People with spiritual maturity caring for one another. That's what it looks like. So Simeon was righteous and he was devout. Devout is about how we relate to God in return. Devout is about worshiping God, serving God, loving God, arguing God, praying with God, hanging out with God, caring for the things God cares about. Righteous and devout go together. You can't have one without the other. They come as a partnership. Righteousness and devotion build upon one another. So Simeon is righteous, devout, and waiting. For what? With the consolation of Israel. Consolation is about comfort. Simeon was waiting for God to comfort his people, to rescue them. A someone who would arrive and rescue, heal God's people. A someone who would bring light, revelation, glory, not just to his people, but to the whole world. And I thought, aren't we just like Simeon? Aren't you and I waiting? Waiting for God to act. Waiting for him to comfort. Waiting to rescue, to heal, to bring light to our own world, our own families, those we love. But why was Simeon waiting so intentionally? What had set Simeon up for this encounter in the temple? Well, it says, he had been given a revelation, a promise by the Holy Spirit that he, Simeon, would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. the Savior promised so long ago. Well, when did a promise like that, when was that given? When he was a young boy like Samuel? A young man in his prime like David? A thunderbolt later in life like Saul? Has something like that ever happened to you? A promise given that has led to a kind of agony of soul because you have wanted it so badly for the promise to be fulfilled now. Oh, Spirit of God, remind us this morning of promises given to us in earlier years. And renew those promises of hope within us. Give us strength to persevere, to wait, to trust our promise giver. So Simeon was righteous, devout, and waiting. So back to Jesus' birth narrative. That same Spirit who had given Simeon that promise moved Simeon to go into the temple courts now, at the very same time that Joseph and Mary had gone into the temple. It says that Simeon took baby Jesus in his arms and saw. He saw the promised one, the one who would save the whole world. Simeon saw, and he launches into a hymn of praise, which in old prayer books is called the Nunc Dimittis. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations. You may now dismiss your servant in peace, Simeon sings. Permission to depart. His waiting is finished. He's ready to be dismissed from this world. His task of waiting is complete. He's out of here. Because the one who would comfort and rescue his people, all of creation, had arrived. I'm waiting for the day to be dismissed from this world. When the waiting is finished, the task is complete. And Simeon blesses Mary and Joseph and the baby at the temple. Okay, well, all this is going on with Simeon holding baby Jesus in his arms, praising God. Anna comes up at that very moment. just as with Simeon, Holy Spirit comes upon Anna, and she now bursts into her prophetic gifting of praise in thankfulness to God for this long-awaited Savior. And then, unable to contain herself, this good news bubbles out of her, and she starts sharing this wonderful news with anyone who is around and willing to listen. So we have this holy moment of integration when priestly blessing and prophetic praise fills the temple space. Oh, that is so powerful, isn't it? Oh, may it happen here. May it happen here. So who's Anna? A remarkable woman of God. Like Simeon, Anna was righteous, devout, and she too had Holy Spirit authority upon her. Elderly, quite elderly. She had been a widow for 84 years. Had been married, probably in her early teens, lived 7 years with her husband, then widowed for 84 years. How old is dear Anna? She's probably older than some of us here. Anna, a woman who knew grief, who experienced loss, knew death, who wore the label widow, who lived out her widowhood in the temple. I wonder what drew her to her life choice. Spending her time worshiping, fasting, praying, never leaving the temple. How did she get there? And part of God's blessing on her, God gave Anna a new name. Prophet. Prophet. a prophet of praise, one who bubbles forth God-given words, a spokesperson for God, with God's authority, authority that is affirmed within the community of faith. Prophet. I wonder how long Anna had been named prophet. Since her 20s? Her 40s? Her 70s? Her 80s? Well, like Anna, has God given you a new name? In your 60s? Your 70s? Your 80s? Your 90s? A name that is bigger than labels of grief and loss? Bigger than mistakes and messes? A new name. We have Annas here at Cool, prophets, those who faithfully speak words God has given them, God's truth to others, those with spiritual insight. You know them. They're sitting beside some of them. You know the words they have spoken to you and how they have helped, challenged, encouraged you. So Simeon and Anna have captured my mind, my spirit. Now when I come to church, when I look around at all the lovely gray heads and the white heads, bald heads even, I see our Annas and Simeons here at Church of Our Lord, a community of faithful here in Victoria. And I thank God. Righteous, devout, waiting, with new names of godly gifting, with praises bubbling out of your hearts and spirits, and sometimes even out of your mouths. You are the ones who have persevered and kept this community of faith alive and functioning for decades, like Simeon, waiting in faith until God would dismiss him in peace from this world. Or like Anna, a praising prophet among people, God's people at what age was she? Yes, you are God's faithful Simeons and Annas. Are you perfectly righteous and devout, Simeons and Annas? Oh, hell no. But haven't you pressed forward? Haven't you kept going as you followed this same baby Jesus, wherever he has taken you, wherever he is leading you, until you will be dismissed in peace? And so, dear Simeons and dear Annas, because we love you, value you, appreciate you, our community of faith here at Cool would like to bless you, our Simeons, our Annas, this morning, with a priestly prayer of blessing, sourced in the abundance of God's love for you. A blessing that will affirm all that God has already placed within you, all that you have been faithful in fulfilling, and all that we have seen within you, with our own eyes. Beloved Annas and Simeons, you are invited this morning to receive the Anna and Simeon blessing, laying on of hands and anointing of oil. And so we say, come Holy Spirit, refresh our Annas and Simeons with your life-giving presence. Let it bubble up within them and give them peace. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless our Simeons and Annas. Come.